Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Steelers Fix is back, ladies and gentlemen, once again this week. Andrew Wilbar alongside the legendary Jeremy Betts. We're excited to be talking Pittsburgh Steelers football, as we are all the time. Yes, the NFL draft is done. Yes, fantasy football is still a little bit in the distance, unless you're in dynasty leagues. But there's still a lot to talk about when it comes to the front of the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is news constantly happening. We have more roster moves this week. We'll discuss some of those, as well as getting into some future headlines that Jeremy and I happened to stumble across in our trip to the future. All that and more today on the Steelers Fix. But Jeremy, how's it going today?
It's going great, man. It was quite the trip too, I'll tell you what. And for those who have never been to the future, it's an interesting place. So we'll try to give you some good headlines from it here in a minute.
See, I struggle with motion sickness. So yeah. Now that we are back, I mean, we haven't been back that long. I mean, we're talking just a matter of minutes. You know, we wanted to get this to you as quick as possible. So we've only been back for a few minutes at the time of this recording. But I tell you what, my stomach's still a little bit uneasy. I will say, though, the results overall, I can't say I'm super disappointed with. And I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, I mean, and there's still some things that are up in the air, too. So it's not like we know all the answers, but we know some, and we're going to share those with you today in a special, special episode of the Steelers Fix Headlines from the Future. I'm excited, man. Let's do it.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not always the most thorough guys. I mean, we're not going to read every single article that we come across, but headline, you know, you can trust headlines, right? And the rest we can just leave to speculation. That's kind of what we're going to be doing for you today. But before we get into any of it, be sure to follow us on social media. We are the Steel Curtain Network. Follow us at Steel C Network on Twitter. We are part of the all-new Fans First Sports Network. You can follow them, us, on at Fans First SN. Be sure to check out our NFL page as well at FFSN underscore NFL. All the NFL news and notes you need to know, you can follow us there. But be sure to check out Fans First Sports Network, for the fan, by the fan. Be sure to check out all of the other great Steel Curtain Network podcasts as well. Obviously, we talk a lot about the Cutting Room Floor on Tuesdays that comes out before us, as well as the Scobro Show at night. Jeremy, what's the one other podcast, when thinking of all the many great podcasts we have on this network? Obviously not ours. We're not talking about ours. We're talking about someone else other than the ones we typically headline on Tuesday. What is one that really stands out to you?
I really enjoy the preview show with the three big honchos here at BTSC / Steel Curtain Network, at Jeff, Brian, and Dave. They do a fantastic job breaking down all things Steelers. And in season, the Steelers preview and the Steeler or the recap show that they do after the game as well, those are my favorites, just to really dive into the Steelers to get an idea of how they're feeling after the game, how fans are feeling after the game. And those are live shows as well that you can catch on YouTube and comment and even sometimes be noticed for your comments on YouTube and called out. So if you have good comments, then you'll get a shout out on the show. So those are fun. And then you can always get those on audio the next day as well.
And a super chat automatically gets you on one of the YouTube shows. So, you know, consider that. I've thrown in super chats before. If there's something I really wanted to have said on the show, it's a great opportunity. If you have a valid opinion, which, I mean, opinions are like armpits. Everyone has them and most of them stink. But anyways, for the other, I'll digress from that. But going back to the topic of today's show, well, I didn't even get to mention a podcast. But one that I like, I'm going to mention another YouTube show, The Curtain Call on Wednesdays. Yes. I love the combination of Jeffrey Benedict and Shannon White, just hearing their football knowledge. It's from two totally different angles, but they're both extremely knowledgeable guys here at the network. They know what they're talking about, and it's a joy to listen to them both discuss in depth Pittsburgh Steelers football. So be sure to go and check out all of our great podcasts. But Jeremy, I don't know. The show was before my time. I don't know how it came along in your life, but early edition, I don't know how old you would have been. You would have been relatively young as well. But early edition, the show where the guy gets the paper a day in advance,
yes,
and you know, he tries to save catastrophes from happening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy and I got even better than that. We didn't just get one day in advance. We purchased subscriptions to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette 5 years in advance. Jeremy, I don't know, maybe you even went further than that. I got a 5-year subscription, but you know what? I got all my deliveries early. I prepaid, and because of that, all the deliveries came early. I have every Pittsburgh Post-Gazette paper for the next 5 years. And I'm telling you what, there's some interesting headlines I went through. I haven't had time to dig into all of them. Some of the headlines are pretty intriguing. I thought I would share a few of them with you today. I know, Jeremy, you've got some as well.
Yes, I do. And, you know, it was a similar thing, you know, about 5 years, maybe a little less for me. I was kind of sticking with some more recent events that are yet to come and are exciting for Steelers fans. But hey, I guess we'll see. We'll dive into this and it's going to be fun.
Well, let's get into the first one. I mean, what better place to start than the Steelers first round pick, Broderick Jones. We are predicting future headlines exclusively for the Steelers 2023 draft picks. We can't begin to tell you all the different headlines we had for other players, but to get this into one concise show, we had to find a way to cut it down. Maybe some other week we'll have other future headlines we can discuss, but this week exclusively, it's going to be on this past draft class because we want you to know, just like we now know, what has happened to this Steelers draft class that we have all been pumping up as a very good class.
Yeah.
So let's start off with the first one, Jeremy. Were there any headlines when going through all these Pittsburgh Post-Gazette newspapers that you came across and you saw a headline that made you stop and think?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go with the headline I saw from later this summer in training camp about Broderick Jones. And it read, Tomlin lauds rookie Jones for embracing varsity level ball in training camp. And just kind of an overview of what was being, what the writer dove into there was just how well Jones was holding up against the likes of Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt in training camp, holding his own, embracing that varsity little ball and really proving and showing that he belongs in the NFL and he's going to be the Steelers tackle of the future. Andrew, when we get to your headline, we'll kind of cement that a little bit here, but just knowing that he's going to be an impact player in year one, that's a huge deal for Steelers fans for a trade up in the draft to land him. Fantastic stuff. And when Tomlin says you're embracing and you're playing varsity level ball, that's high kudos from the big head coach.
I think Omar Khan kind of gave a little bit of an insight headed in that direction this past week when in a press conference, he said that we appreciate Dan Moore's versatility. In other words, he's not necessarily set to be the starter, but that headline is intriguing for that reason. And I you know, I went a little bit further down the line. I went into a paper that was January of 2026. Ooh. And wow. It says Broderick Jones ascends to Pro Bowl talent in year three.
I love it.
So, you know, that you can take that one of two ways. Maybe that means he starts out the gate a little bit slow. We'll see what happens. He's probably going to get playing time early on. Maybe he'll be just a solid starter, but, you know, it's hard for rookies to make Pro Bowls sometimes because their names are not known to the casual fan. But by year three, I think the Steelers fans would be very happy if they knew that they got a Pro Bowl player in that first round with Broderick Jones.
Absolutely. And you know what was very interesting along with this headline was the names that were not mentioned in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette in 2026 as well along that offensive line. Very intriguing, Andrew. But focusing on Broderick Jones, absolutely. He starting to show out at a high level. And maybe the Steelers, maybe this Pro Bowl nod eventually turns into an All-Pro nod, but we can't give too much away. Can't give too much away on this show. We got to let you live it out a little bit, Steeler Nation.
We were hoping that we would find an article about Kevin Dotson being an All-Pro guard. And again, I was just kind of skimming through it, but so far we have not come across any. We'll let you know if Kevin Dotson has made an All-Pro team at some point within the next 5 years. But we'll be you'll hear it here first. I can guarantee it. Moving on to the next one, Jeremy, we both have some thoughts on Joey Porter, and you know, we both love this pick, and looking at the headlines, I think we're only more excited now than maybe we were before. And from the headline that you have here in our notes that you found, it appears as if you may even be more excited than I.
Well, let me just tell you this, as far as team settings go, this is fantastic. And there was no photograph with this headline, and there needed to be one because the headline read in full circle moment, Porter Jr. carries father off the field after Super Bowl victory in 2024. Just like dad carried young Jr. off the field in 2005 after a Steelers Super Bowl victory against the Seahawks. Joey Porter Jr. somehow, some way picks up his dad and carries him off the field after a Super Bowl victory as well. That is like full circle of full circle. You got to put that in a movie somewhere. And yet they didn't even put a photograph in this newspaper, Andrew, over this headline. That's we might have to subscribe to a new paper in a few years if they're not going to even put a photograph up of this.
Well, see, next week I saw a headline when I was scrolling on ESPN.com for several years in advance, and it said that Joey Porter Jr. suffers injury and could miss the 2024 season for attempting to carry his father off the field. So we'll have to see which one is right. Ooh, man. About that.
Yeah,
if it is, I really hope he is careful. That will be impressive when we see that happen. I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm very concerned about his well-being afterward.
Long-term viability after doing that stunt.
Yeah, or Joe Senior goes on a little bit of a diet between now and then. That's always possible as well. But sorry, Joe, if you're listening, I apologize. But moving on to another headline, I guess. I saw one that said primetime Porter prances to Pro Bowl in year two. So now we have someone who made the Pro Bowl in year three. Now the Steelers' second round pick, Joey Porter Jr., has made the Pro Bowl in year two. So the Steelers already with their first two picks have two Pro Bowlers. That's pretty impressive. I'll take it over, you know, some headline that would say, you know, Porter plops again or something like that. I'll definitely take getting something this positive early on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, if the Steelers land two Pro Bowlers with their first two selections, like is being suggested in the future here, Steelers fans might go nuts. And Omar Khan will go down in Steelers lore as just an incredible talent evaluator, drafter, board maneuverer, whatever you want to call him. The Khan artist is him, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we need to go through these papers again and see which other drafts have gone by and get headlines for future Steelers draft picks.
Yes.
And see how great they have performed if this draft class performs as well as we're seeing through these headlines.
No excuse, Andrew, for your mock drafts in 2024 now. No excuse.
It would make my job so much easier.
Yeah, you're going
to. I've got to do this research. It'll be so worth it. Nail it. But Keanu Benton, Jeremy, we're going to split off to make sure we get all of these in one show. There were a bunch of headlines, but there were one that there was always one that stuck out above the rest with the rest of these guys. And, you know, the later round prospects aren't going to get quite as much garner or get quite as much attention as the top two guys. So Jeremy's going to cover us on these next few picks, but we're going to kind of go back and forth here. Jeremy, I think you had something on Keanu Benton that you saw in a future edition of the Gazette as well.
Yeah. Oh man, this one, I mean, I didn't even get a chance to read this article because we were moving so fast at this point, but the headline absolutely caught my attention. It says, Benton, tired of Cam Hayward comparisons, says, I'm my own player. Andrew, I don't even know what year this was because we were moving so fast. So Steelers fans, take that how you will. But that, to me, is interesting. Is this Benton saying, you know, that Cam Hayward's retired now and now I have to replace him and I'm tired of that pressure being put on me? Or is this, man, this guy has really turned into a stud player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he keeps drawing comparisons back to Cam Hayward in his heyday, no pun intended there as well. Are they both still playing and there's a lot of pressure for Benton to be the heir apparent to Cam? I don't know, but this headline really grabbed my attention.
It would mine as well. And when you think about the situation, maybe there's a little friendly competition going on in the Steelers locker room, and he's saying, I'm better than Cam Hayward.
Oh.
I don't know. We may have a little bit of a rivalry within the Big Ten, Ohio State versus Wisconsin, and that defensive line room may have to have Carl Dunbar officiate.
But more of a rivalry than it is in actual college football. Go Bucks.
Yeah, we could. I'm not going to argue with that. We could get into other topics. We should have a whole show based upon articles that we could foresee happening in the worst possible case scenario, because you could think of so many here. A play on words, I just think of getting bent into shape and having something like that. That's the headline that I fear for the future, but I didn't look super closely into Benton, so I'm going to trust your judgment on that one. Before we go to break, I want to mention one, and that's Corey Trice, because I've been really high on him throughout the draft process, so I was excited to see what was going to happen with him. And if the Steelers find a starter in the seventh round, Khan's going to get even more praise. Mm-hmm. And I looked in a paper. It was editioned in early September of 2024. Ooh. And the paper said, Trice trumps competitors at corner, wins starting gig.
Wow.
So, Jeremy, who do you think, you know, this is 2024. We still have a year left. More than likely, Patrick Peterson is still under contract. Does that mean that he beat out Patrick Peterson? Does that mean that he beat out Joey Porter Jr., which would be a really bad scenario, which we were already talking about earlier, how he
plays
a Pro Bowl in year two. So either they have a serious issue on staff with their staff writers, or he starts off the year starting corner. Porter looks awful. And then he just comes on as the year goes and lights the world on fire and still makes the Pro Bowl. Could that happen? Do the Steelers bring back Levi Wallace? We have an injury to Peterson. Maybe Peterson's out of the picture. He retires early. And there's a lot of different scenarios this could be happening. Jeremy, what do you think this could mean?
This has to be an injury to Patrick Peterson, or – well, maybe not, because, I mean, the headline itself says he trumps competitors. So he just flat beats out Patrick Peterson.
That's because true.
I'm believing in your earlier vision of the Porter prancing to a Pro Bowl in year two. I really believe that one. So I'm going to have to say that this is Corey Trice just standing out as a long, lengthy, rangy cornerback that just takes over and you just can't keep him off the field because he's too good. And in that case, I think that's best case scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers heading into 2024. So I'm believing that it's going to be that's what the Steelers fan in me is hoping for at the very least.
I'm wondering if this is truly the case and Joey Porter Jr. and Corey Trice are the Steelers starters in 2024. I'm wondering if the Steelers are considering looking at this September of 2024. I wonder if at this point the Steelers are considering moving Patrick Peterson into the slot, which would be really intriguing. Something that, yes, you know, we could dive into another day. It's not something we need to worry about this year, but talk about a guy with that much experience, that much savvy, putting him in the slot may not be the worst situation in the world if the Steelers have two formidable starters on the outside. Would you agree?
I totally agree. And as Peterson continues to age, that savvy could be very well used in the middle of the field, where his attention to detail, his anticipation, his ability to read what the offense is trying to do and be closer to the play as it happens could very well benefit the Steelers.
Well, those are all intriguing headlines, but we are not anywhere near done, Steelers fans. We're only halfway through. When we come back, we have many more headlines we're going to get to and tell you what you can expect for future years as it pertains to the Steelers' 2023 NFL draft picks. Don't go anywhere. The Steelers Fix will be right back after this. Another day through, coming out with it and making something new.
While I'm awake. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Welcome back to the second half of the Steelers Fix. Andrew Wilbar and Jeremy Betts back with you discussing future headlines that we have come across in future editions of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. As we, just like the TV show Early Edition, we've received some early editions of this newspaper, except more than just one day, more like 5 years. So we've been looking through these, Jeremy, and I've got some on my desk here in my office, and I don't know about you. I don't know where you're keeping all these. If you're just reading the headlines and then throwing them in the fireplace, you know, to keep your house warm. of course, you're further down south than I am. So, you know, yes, I would have more need for that than you. But
I'm just burning the evidence because I don't want anybody to figure out how we did this. So
that's actually smart. And I might need to follow suit. So maybe give me some instructions. Best way to go about it after the show. We'll talk after. But moving on to the next one, Jeremy, who's another guy? I know one guy you were really pumping up in the draft process, and we were both thrilled when he was the selection. What do you have to say about Darnell Washington? I'm sure you were looking for headlines for him.
I was scouring everything for news of this guy, and I finally found something, and I wanted to go with something early because I just want fans to be ready for the impact this guy's going to have. And this is also from late in training camp. We were starting to see some usage of this guy in preseason, according to the articles I was reading. So this headline stood out to me. It says, Darnell Washington, the key to, quote, everything we want to do on offense, says Canada. Matt Canada, absolutely stepping on board the train with me, who said in the pre-draft process that this guy could unlock the offense for Matt Canada. Sounds like Canada believes it as well and can see it unfolding as he works his way into the starting lineup, onto the field for practices and games. This guy, you're just not going to be able to keep him off the field because of everything he can do. And it sounds like that's the way things are going for Matt Canada, which, good news for Steelers fans and really good news for Matt Canada, because if there might not be an offensive coordinator in the entire NFL with a hotter seat than Matt Canada heading into 2023.
So is this a headline that you saw in like a paper for this year?
Yeah, that's for this year. This is like, wow, right before the season. This is August of 2023.
Seeing the success that it looks like Washington is going to have in this offense, do you think this means bye-bye Muth, or do you think the Steelers are going to maintain him and they're going to try to utilize both?
They're going to utilize both. These two guys are a package deal for the Steelers moving forward. Tight end's not a position you have to pay a whole bunch of money to, like premium positions like wide receiver or offensive tackle. So you can keep both of these guys on team-friendly deals and make it work. The Steelers are going to do that.
I like. Well, there's one. I mean, not all of these can be positive, Jeremy. We've got to find some. Not all can be right. Nothing is ever all right with the Steelers or any NFL franchise. So I did come across one, and that's Spencer Anderson. And this pick got knocked more than any. It was a seventh-round pick. Most people don't care. Most people don't take the time to really dive into seventh-round picks. But I did happen to come across this headline, Jeremy, and it does kind of correlate with what we thought when he was drafted. And it says the Steelers swing and miss on another pouncy clone.
Ooh.
And this was early spring of 2024. So the Steelers maybe release Anderson after just 1 year on the team, and they're already done with him. The Steelers swing and miss on another pouncy clone, Jeremy. I know that he played all where along the offensive line, but it sure appears as if the Steelers are going to try him at center. He fits the mold of what the Steelers like at center. And the Steelers may need to get off this perfect mold of Marquise Pouncey after they've already failed with Kendrick Green, and perhaps they're failing again, this time with Spencer Anderson. If this is the case, which it looks like it's coming to fruition, if these reports are true, what do you say to this in the Steelers' philosophy?
I say there's only one Marquise Pouncey, and he's done playing football, and it's time to move on from that, absolutely. And, I mean, if you're going to spend a late seventh-round pick as a flyer on a potential Marquise Pouncey that you could envision kind of handling that role, by all means, give it a shot. Maybe you land it. Maybe you don't, especially if that's the value that you see there. But so I'm not going to knock it too much if it doesn't work out, like this headline is suggesting. But, I mean, if you really want to fill the Marquise Pouncey role, go out and spend a high draft capital on a guy with actual ability and actual projectable ceiling like Marquise Pouncey had at the NFL level.
So I'm just looking through one of these papers right now because I was trying to get more insight on Spencer Anderson, and yeah, this paper is just negative entirely. I don't know if Andrew Filippone or whatever was, you know, has been hired by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette or what's happened here. But I'm looking at this paper and everything is negative. I just came across this headline. I think this is just an opinion piece. This is not an actual piece, so I'm not putting much stock into it. But talking about Darnell Washington, it says the Washington Monument still not moving after all this time.
Oh man.
I don't know what to, I'm not going to put any stock into that, but
sure.
You know, maybe this guy is fed up with this, you know, potential quote unquote knee injury that people are talking about. I don't really know how big of a deal it is, but I trust the other reports more. I think that the one you gave earlier is much more likely. And this one does definitely seem like an opinion piece. It's in the opinion section, just like the Spencer Anderson was. Yeah. But Spencer Anderson is sure seems a lot more believable that the Steelers would swing and miss on him rather than Washington, as he, if he stays healthy, seems to be a pretty safe pick.
Yeah, well, this time travel thing's not an exact science, Andrew. So I don't know if you went to some alternate negativity dimension or something like that for this one, but it could be.
I don't believe it. I do not believe that for one second. I'm just reading a headline from an opinion section. So don't put weight in opinion sections, because opinions are not always facts.
Absolutely.
They actually really never are. If they are an opinion, they're not a fact. They can't be both. So moving on to the last draft pick that we have not talked about, Nick Herbig. I'll let you handle this one, Jeremy, because I know you came across an intriguing headline here.
Yeah, so Andrew, this one stood out in stark contrast, and this isn't all good news here for Steelers fans. So, you know, be a little wary with this headline, but this stands out in contrast to reports that you've heard this offseason that the Steelers looking to extend Alex Highsmith and make him a part of their plans in the future. Well, this headline makes it sound like that is not going to work, because this headline said Herbig pegged as Highsmith replacement after the 2023 Pro Bowl pass rusher hits free agency. Steelers unable to get that extension done with Alex Highsmith. And it, I think the reason's right here in the headline. A Pro Bowl nod for this guy in 2023. Now, I'm going to make this about Herbig, but let's focus on Highsmith here for a second. That means a fantastic season. He gets his dues for two really good years in a row and just prices himself way out of Pittsburgh. And sounds like Nick Herbig is the guy the Steelers could see in that role moving forward. Maybe that means a rookie season to remember as the third edge rusher for the Steelers is on tap for Nick Herbig.
I think it would have to be, especially considering that the Steelers going into the season with Highsmith not signed. That shows that, you know, maybe they are considering Herbig in that role. That is intriguing. That is not a headline I would have expected. And, you know, just my own mental wherewithal. Again, we haven't seen the actual games. We're just seeing the headlines. But I'm just trying to envision Nick Herbig playing opposite TJ Watt. It just doesn't seem to fit. I don't know. So it just seems a little missing, but I could be wrong.
There could be some trepidation amongst Steelers Nation if this headline is from our dimension and is a factual thing that we will see in the future.
Most definitely. Well, before we close out the show and give our final thoughts, let's go to one undrafted free agent. There's the media just does not like undrafted free agents. They don't give coverage on all the undrafted free agents. But one that I know and you know is going to get headlines is Mullet Man himself, Monte Potbaum. I know, Jeremy, you've been following him throughout these early portions of rookie minicamp and the early portions of the offseason program. Have you been able to come up with anything on Potbaum? Because I'm sure there's some media guys who are just infatuated with this dude.
Yeah, and again, this is another 2023 headline. Like I said, I was trying to focus on headlines that would intrigue Steelers fans for this upcoming year. And this one stood out to me because it could cause a wave effect throughout the Steelers' entire roster here. And it says Potbaum proving he belongs on more than the cover of Mullet magazine. And if we all have seen this guy, he should be on the cover of Mullet magazine, because this guy's got one for the ages here. But this headline saying he deserves more, I don't know, maybe he's just proving his worth as a special teams demon, or maybe he's actually coming in at fullback and showing out and being a guy that Najee Harris is like, I need this guy running in front of me here, taking out linebackers for me, so I got some free and easy 20-25 yard touchdown runs to make in the red zone. I don't know. It could be either one of those things, but just sounds like this guy making a push for a roster spot. Andrew, I'm curious to know from your perspective here, if a guy like Potbaum, who is kind of he's a more traditional fullback player, right? He plays that position really specifically. If he comes on and proves to be a valuable in multiple facets, as far as fullback on offense and then a special teams ace as well, does that put Connor Hayward's role in jeopardy on this team?
I think that probably would mean more for Zach Gentry more than anybody, just because Washington would cover his blocking roles to, you know, a T. You know, he Washington can cover everything blocking. Let's not forget that Pat Freiermuth is not an awful blocker. He right. puts his effort in there, and you can tell he's not the most elite blocker because he's not the biggest body, but he's added some weight and he's gotten better. So I'm wondering if that's more along the lines of what they're thinking. I just don't see the team getting rid of Connor Hayward just because of the familiarity factor. And he had a good rookie season in the little that we saw of him. But that's interesting to see, you know, if he can make it. I mean, there's a reason the Steelers didn't bring back Derek Watt. It's because either they trust Connor Hayward to fill that role or they really like this Monte Potbaum guy. And one of those guys is going to fill that role more than likely unless they decide to add someone before the season begins. But I came across one, a future headline. This is interesting for multiple reasons. This was 2025. This was May of 2025. So literally exactly 2 years from now, I saw this headline. And it says, Downing dueling for open center job. So Trevor Downing, the undrafted free agent center from Iowa State, who, by the way, had a very good collegiate career as a center. And he has good athleticism. Makes you think, what are the Steelers doing at center? Because the Mason Cole's contract would be up following the 2024 season. So he is officially out of the picture at this point, unless the Steelers extend him, which I wouldn't rule out. But there's definitely no guarantee of that happening. The Steelers, though, do not typically draft a rookie to start immediately. So either the Steelers drafted a rookie in 2025, I'm thinking, that they believe is their future center, but they don't want to rush him out immediately, and they're going to give Downing a chance to win the job and hold over because maybe he's had some time, whether it be through a Cole injury or whatever. He's found his way into the roster. He's worked his way up. He's earned himself opportunities to prove himself. Or the other thing is that maybe the Steelers draft a center in 2024, a guy that I really like is Cedric Van Praan, who has pumping up this past year. The Steelers spend a first-round pick on him in 2024, but leave it an open competition because Downing is just impressing that much. Very interesting. Maybe they try to move one of them to guard. Van Praan has some versatility, even though he's played primarily center at Georgia. It's extremely interesting when you think of Trevor Downing. Do you believe this headline to be possible? I mean, do you think this guy's got a future with this team?
I think he could. I mean, you never know. There, it always seems like there's one undrafted free agent each year that just kind of makes his mark, you know, and proves either that he can maybe even start at the NFL level or that he has a chance to be solid depth player at a position of need for a team. And maybe that's the kind of player Downing is here, dueling for open center job. The Steelers are one of the best teams in the league at leaving open-ended competition in the offseason open-ended and really just letting these guys duke it out. And sometimes it's under the guise of, you know, we know who our starter is, but we're not going to just give anything to anybody. So maybe that's more of the thought process here. Just like the Steelers quarterback competition, quote unquote, in 2022 between Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and Kenny Pickett, it was always Mitch Trubisky who was Mike Tomlin's choice to start. And despite him looking like the inferior quarterback at times during training camp, he still got the gig. And there's, you know, there's always going to be similar situations at the NFL level. So I would take this headline with a very large grain of salt because you never know what angle this is coming from, really. This could be the smoke that the coaches are blowing, just being put in print by somebody who's listening to them, or it could have serious merit. You never know. These undrafted free agents, shot in the dark. We will see, but it is intriguing.
It is intriguing. Just interesting to think of, you know, how the Steelers operate, how the Steelers organize everything as it pertains to assembling their roster. And you mentioned it with the open competition. It's exciting to see what's going to happen, Jeremy. This was a fun show. And, you know, just looking at all these headlines, I think you and I are both excited about the future and excited to see, now that we know what's going to happen based upon headlines, excited to see what the final result of those headlines are. We already know one Super Bowl as a producer, Joey Porter. So there's one. We'll see how many more we get. But so it's exciting to see that Alex Highsmith's a Pro Bowler again this year. So that pertains well for the – that's going to be good for the Steelers this year. And hopefully that means they're in playoff contention. Some of these guys definitely looks like they're going to contribute immediately. Your headline on Broderick Jones. Obviously, if Porter's going to be a Pro Bowler in year two, that probably means he's going to make some sort of impact in year one. Oh, yeah. So, Jeremy, any final thoughts before we get on out of here?
I'm just really excited about this rookie class. I really am. And heading into a season, I don't know if I could say from top to bottom, for the most part, that I have been as excited to see how these guys step in and show what they can do in training camp, in the offseason programs here. There's going to be headlines galore that we didn't even touch that are going to start popping, and we're going to have a lot of content to dive through as the summer and future years come and go. So just an exciting time to be a Steelers fan. Looking forward to it. Andrew, I know we'll talk a lot more about it in the future.
We will. And Steelers fans, don't go anywhere, because we have you covered at every angle here on the Steel Curtain Network with much more content coming out, even tonight with the Scobro Show. Of course, if you didn't check out Cutting Room Floor episode this morning, make sure you go and check that out. But we'll be back next week talking about who knows what. It could be fantasy football. It could be more draft stuff. It could be future NFL draft stuff. How much have we talked about the 2024 class yet, Jeremy?
Not really much at all. Just mentioning a player here and there in correspondence with what the Steelers move or moves the Steelers have made this year. So
we may have to get into some 2024 draft stuff moving forward as well. But whatever it is, we're going to have fun with it, and we know that you'll have fun as well. So we'll see you next week on Tuesday on the Steelers Fans.